Did you know that the little sisters from the game Bioshock didn't start their life as little girls at all, but rather tiny mole-like creatures who scuttled around Rapture collecting parrots?
You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy and open your ears for some podcast delights.
Hello, welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 26. My name is Gareth Bridie and I'm going to be your host. And on my virtual left is Mr. James Burks. Hi, James.
Oh, you're right.
I'm very good. And on my virtual right is Mr. James. James, I've forgotten your second name then. Madly. That was mad. You know when you got it in your head, you're thinking, I know it's Bentley. It's Bentley. Of course it's Bentley. I know it's Bentley. I was thinking about what I was going to say next, which is, because we've got two Jameses and two James with B, I have to call James Bentley instead of James. You don't mind that, do you, James?
Not at all. It was my idea.
It was your idea, wasn't it? Your second time. You're back again.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think of the new soundtrack on the beginning of the podcast, you two? I'm being unfair here because you both haven't heard it. What you've got to do is... because I'll put it in later on. That's really unfair.
I guess I've missed out on something here. I've zoned out.
But the viewers, or the listeners even, they've heard it and they like it. We've got a new track, which is quite exciting.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds great.
It sounds great, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Bentley? It sounds great. Okay, you two. We're in our second year of isolation. It's that long, isn't it? What have you been doing this week? Bentley, what have you been doing?
See, mine's fairly boring, to be honest. I realized I've been just sort of slobbing around on like the sofa and in the bed or whatever. So I've been trying to exercise each day and sort out my sleeping pattern because I realized like I was staying up regularly till like 5 and then like just destroying my day. And half of that is gaming's fault.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to sort that out. But yeah, to be honest, it's a little bit boring, isn't it?
So you were gaming till about 5 o'clock in the morning and then getting up.
Like... Yeah. See, it wasn't intentional. It's just like you kind of lose track of time. So you're just playing away and then it happens.
Yeah. And it's hard at this time, isn't it? Because you haven't got that structure in the day, have you, at all, which is hard for anyone else to,
And I'm more creative at night, I've noticed. So I end up, like, staying up, then, like, oh, I have an idea at, like, 3 a.m. in the bed or whatever, and then just end up powering through the night. It's not good.
No, that's not good. Well, it's good. So you're sorting that out?
Yeah, sort of. I'm trying.
Is it work in progress?
Everything always is.
And what about you, James? What have you been doing? What's your exciting week been?
Well, as you know, last week I was looking forward to watching WrestleMania.
Ah.
So I sat through 8 hours of wrestling over 2 days.
Wow.
And it was a chore, but it was worth it in the end because it was something different. It was like no other WrestleMania. Because every year, there's usually like 80,000 fans, 60,000 fans. But this, there was no one.
So there's no one in the audience at all?
No.
And we talked about this last week, didn't we? Silence.
Yeah. And you realise how much you do miss it. And probably the wrestlers miss it. The adrenaline that they get from the crowd.
Of course!
But instead of going, yeah, come on. And they're like, there's no one there, mate. Calm down.
And are they still doing the sort of like looking to the audience as a, you know, responding for a response?
In a way, yeah. Yeah. Wow. They're still trying to feed off the audience. There's no one there.
Wow. It's gotta be tough.
Yeah. But it was good in the end. They made the best of a bad situation.
Okay. And did a British person win? Have I made that up?
Indeed. Drew McIntyre. Ah. The first British born WWE World Champion. So that was a nice moment for the whole country, really.
Yeah.
See, and now he wants to face Tyson Fury next.
Oh, my God. Well, Tyson Fury will be up for it, probably.
and the relevant for it.
Yeah. Wow. So that's it. That's wrestling and exercise routines.
It's sort of related.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I've been really busy working at home. I have been madly busy. I'm more busier now than I have been when I was working.
You definitely are.
Yeah. But the one thing I did watch this week, and I'm going to put it straight into gaming time, I watched, because we're just hungry for any news about new things, and Inside Xbox did a 47-minute little kind of video and the film with their presenters, all from their different places on Skype.
And the casual home. Film. Casual yeah. Phil Spencer. Yeah. Love the guy.
Yeah. I liked AC Bongos. If you watch it, he was in a kind of mansion, it looked like. He's sort of like weird.
It definitely wanted to be there. Yeah. That's for sure. You're awesome.
So they did the 47 minutes, and we're just going to talk through some of the announcements they had, some of the things they talked about. One of the first things they did was this new game, Grounded.
Yeah.
Which is a sort of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type survival game.
That's what I thought when I saw it first.
What do we think?
I like the idea of being in a large world, you know what I mean? Mm. An oversized world. But I'm not sold on the whole premise. It's supposed to be co-op though, isn't it? So that tempts me in.
Mm.
You can play it in co-op.
From what I can see from it, it's like it's like a survival game, like maybe a bit like Ark, a bit like I've just done the review for Memories of Mars, and where you craft, you build, and like you said, other people can come and join. Is that right, yeah. Bentley? What was your thing of it?
I've actually had my eye on this game for about 6 months now. Oh. Funny enough, see, I quite like Obsidian as a developer.
Yeah.
But I believe that this has more of a structured single player than most survival games, which I quite like the idea of. Like Obsidian, they do narrative incredibly well. So to get like a survival kind of sandboxy type game and actually have like a proper narrative, I'm quite excited for personally. Because like, I mean, New Vegas alone, if you look at some of the writing in that, it's impeccable, you know. Mm. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing what they do with it. I think the single player like focus for a multiplayer survival game is really fun.
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the trailer they hinted at this other world, didn't they? At the end, that in this kind of world of shrunken garden, there was this hint of this other beings that have made this other structure there. So it had a real kind of, you had that narrative thread in there, built in straight away. So. Yeah, it looks.
You don't have in a lot of survival games. It's quite bare bones and just get on with what you're doing, isn't it?
Well, you make the stories in a sense. Yeah. All the interactions is a narrative.
Good imagination.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're looking forward to it, Bentley. You looking forward to it as well, James?
Semi. Semi looking forward to it. When it comes into, I think it's game preview, I might give it a look.
It's also on Game Pass as well. Which is nice.
Wow. On the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be 28th of July then.
Oh, well, don't need to.
That's a while away.
Don't need homework.
We always do.
The next thing The next thing was we had a little bit of stuff about Xbox Series X, more about our old friends Ray Tracing and his brother Ray Shading. And they were mentioned again. But then we were shown some Minecraft pictures, weren't we, of before and after those little brothers had their hands on them.
Yeah,
that explained it better, I think, visually.
Yeah,
you saw the visuals; it was tons better using ray tracing. Yeah, I didn't understand it. I still probably don't. But seeing it, you get a better grasp of it, and it's going to be amazing.
It's lighting, isn't it? It's lighting and not just lighting, but reflections, about how, giving it depth, shadows, everything. Yeah. I mean, there's 100,000 tech people are shouting at me now. 100,000, we'd be so lucky. 4.
Well, I can't wait to see Minecraft on maybe the 8th or 9th console I now have it on when the Series X comes out.
Yeah, it's been a while. So yeah, be Skyrim as well. That'd be the next stuff they're going to show.
Oh yeah, we're going to get the enhanced extreme edition or whatever.
And now the next bit is I've got here that the memory card was revealed, wasn't it? for the Xbox Series X, Microsoft's own memory card.
One terabyte.
Could you talk me through this and tell me what it is to us listeners? Because I was a bit confused.
Do you want to take this one, Bentley?
So from what I can see is I believe the actual memory card they use can itself be used for running the games. Like, it works as an external kind of piece of tech towards it. But then if you use hard drives, you can use HDD like drives somewhere else, but those aren't going towards the actual processing of the game and just the storing of the game. And I'm not entirely sure how those two things interact. I think if you're getting the actual memory card itself, it's helping with the running of the games, but the using a HDD on the side can use storage, but it doesn't really help with the kind of the whole gimmick of the SSD and why that works. Mm. I think is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what. Yeah, I think that. I mean, they were basically, for my limited vision of things, they basically were saying, buy this. This is the best thing to buy.
Yeah.
Of our thing. But you can use the other stuff as well. You can use the other stuff.
I think it's a case of, when you run out of space with your Xbox Series X downloads, you can put them on their memory card, but you can't store them on other external hard drives.
Okay.
Otherwise, you just won't load. You won't load from different externals.
And then the use of the HDD, then, would that be just save data, or what is the intent of? Because they do have some implementation of HDD,
only for
right?
The games on Xbox Series X.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, that does make sense.
The only way. Yeah.
Yeah, your back is from that.
Yeah.
That's not bad then. Having a hard drive that you can take with you that has your backwards compatible games, it means you might be able to bring it to a different person's Xbox or whatever.
Exactly.
Cool. I did like. I mean, it's really nice because it's very small, isn't it? Little thing, and it's nice that you could have a collection of those. So that's quite. But it's how much are they going to cost, which we don't know. You know.
Yeah, that's worrying.
That's the big one. Are they going to
a terabyte? Is the hardcore as well? Like, that's going to be expensive, I imagine.
Yeah.
Given it's their branding.
Yeah.
They're going to want more than anyone else that has a 1 terabyte hard drive. So you're looking at more than what you normally pay.
Yeah.
Which can be a nightmare.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, you're looking over 100 for a 1 terabyte SSD anyway, right? Like, even outside of like that, it's a steep curve there.
Maybe we should do a package.
Yeah.
When it first comes out, if you do a good package, that entice people more to get the card and the console at the same time.
The 360 had that with the put-on hard drive on the top, didn't it?
Yeah.
God.
It's funny to think we did live in an era where, like, you had games but couldn't even save them there on, like, the 360.
Yeah.
Like, that is strange.
That is mad, isn't it?
And they had their own little memory cards.
Certainly did.
Okay, good. Memory card now. Game Pass. They had a little bit about Game Pass and some announcements. There was a big one that's come out today on the Thursday we recorded.
Is it Arvastia Chronicles?
Journey to the Savage Planet? Yes.
That's the one, yeah.
There we go.
And that came out in January, didn't it, this year? So, end of Jan. So, it's quite a good little announcement, only 3 months later, which seems to be the thing.
We have a review of that over on the site, right?
We
do.
There's
a cheeky plug.
That's very good. The big, very favourable. And the DLC's coming out this week, I think, isn't it? Or the next week. I don't know if that's on the Game Pass. So I think that isn't it? That's probably to buy. But
probably get a discount through the Game Pass.
And they have started adding DLC onto Game Pass, right? Like, there are a couple little...
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Like, is it Human Fall Flat? They're getting free DLC.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be good.
So that's a good one to come out. What else is... Did it anything else for the Game Pass? I can't remember now.
Football Manager.
Oh, Football Manager for the thing, PC. Yeah. It's very good.
The latest one.
Yeah.
Which is a huge game.
I know.
If you're indoors and bored, get that.
I'm playing it at the moment still. Taking my beloved Colchester out of League 2.
Oh, well, not down in Willow before you do that.
I've realized I became a caricature here because every time Yusuf mentioned sports, be it wrestling or football, I felt so out of my depth. I realized how poor my knowledge is.
That's a good thing. That's a really good thing, Bentley. Don't worry about that. anything else on Game Pass?
It's coming to Japan and Korea, right? Like that's they're moving into that market.
Yeah,
it is.
Which I mean, that's interesting. It could mean we'd get more sort of Japanese games because I know Xbox is infamously a little bit poor for its sales in Japan.
In that sense, yeah.
Oh, so that could be nice.
There was one more thing, Yakuza fans. There is definitely the next one's coming along, isn't it? I think Yakuza.
Yakuza
Kiwami. Yeah, Kiwami. I can't believe I missed that. Like, Yakuza is basically my favorite series of all time, and I forgot to mention that. I love Yakuza.
We knew it was coming, didn't we? But it was good that they announced it. It had a feeling it was going to come soon in the next few months, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Good. And then we had Gears Tactics. A little bit about that. I've got no interest in that.
Not me.
I don't know why. Why have I got no interest in this? Just...
I'm a little bit burnt out. Yeah, I think it's exactly. I'm a little bit burnt out on Gears.
And this is like
saying that.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say this is like an XCOM type game, isn't it? Where you
like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it went gold yesterday, right?
I
think so. Yeah. So it means so it's entirely entirely done now. So I mean, it's out this month, right?
I think so. Yeah. I did lose interest. I kind of blanked out a little bit at that point.
I picked up when they mentioned Gears 5.
Oh, yes.
When they announced that you could get a free character skin.
Who's that again? Yeah, that's it.
The guy who played Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
And he does a powerbomb move.
That's right. I knew you would like that.
That perked me up, but then that was it after that. I went to sleep.
But that's coming soon. That was their big thing. And then we had another little kind of two other announcements. We had a lovely game called The Last Campfire by the No Man's Skies.
Ooh, yeah.
Hello, developers.
Nice.
That looks
lovely.
That did look good, didn't it? Very Journey-ish. And yeah.
I'd like to see more puzzles. They said there was puzzles, but it didn't really show us them.
No.
And I think that would be nice to go with it's quite a peaceful, calming narrative that it was telling. Well, you want to see the puzzles. That will make or break it for me.
I think Hello Games always does just lovely visuals. Mm. Well, I mean, Joe Danger wasn't as much, but No Man's Sky and this just looks so pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we had a bit of Sea of Thieves stuff. Yeah. Which is fine.
It exists.
Bentley,
Sea of Thieves was also.
Do you play it? TSD.
I've played it a bit and it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to get more into it.
That's what I say every time. It's still on my hard drive and I think I've got to go back to this.
Yeah.
I played it the first day it came out.
Yeah.
For about 2 hours. No idea what we were doing. And it just wasn't fun.
No,
it was like, can we leave yet? Is it socially acceptable to just call it a day?
But people love it, and there is lots of DLC and lots of stuff still going on. So it's got a massive. It's doing really well still, isn't it?
As long as they're happy,
yeah.
It does really well on Twitch, I believe.
Yeah,
and I think that's because of the recent updates and things.
Yeah, I've done a lot of updates on it. To be fair, it's probably a completely different game now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Than it was when we first played it.
One day. Maybe. Now that was kind of. Is there anything else I've missed out there? The major ones.
There's a nice new feature they were doing. The co-pilot feature.
Talk me through this.
You can use two controllers to control one. You know what I mean? So say someone who doesn't know how to play is playing Xbox. You can use your controller to press the buttons for them, and they can. Do the same on theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So
that's nice.
I think it was like co-piloting when you're doing driving lessons, I imagine.
The brake button.
But it'd be good for newcomers to play games with veterans and then maybe they could help them out. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
side by side.
I could do it, though.
Well, I didn't really suggest it. I was thinking it.
I'm looking forward to the first, like, there's definitely going to be a YouTube video of, like, a pro and a child playing or something.
Yeah.
And I'm quite looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
Yeah. There's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
With the way it can be used. It's another step in the accessibility features as well.
Anything else that caught our eye on that, on the start?
I mean, it hasn't really caught my eye, but there's a Forza mobile game coming next month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it might, I'll give it a look.
Yeah, it might be okay, won't it?
I think it's probably free, right?
I don't know.
On mobile, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The only note that I made was about Apex Legends. Because all I thought was, is Apex Legends still a thing?
It's very popular. We just don't play any of the popular games, like Apex Legends, Sea of Thieves.
No, I mean, that's more about us than
Yeah. I mean, I quite liked Apex Legends. I played it for maybe a month or so when it came out. I remember I got all the achievements in it, and I got, I don't know, 20 or 30 wins, and then I never really had any need to go back. Like, I didn't see any more progression anymore. I might go have a look now, see what there is. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was definitely really well built. You know, like, it feels incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it, I mean, they do, though. Titanfall was really good as well. Titanfall 2, maybe one of my favorite single player games of this generation.
Titanfall 1 was online. It was like nothing else.
Yeah.
So I should like Apex, but I never really got into it.
No.
Go back to it and let us know what you think, Bentley. If it's,
I think I probably will do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the tier if it's improved or changed.
I like the way you're getting Bentley to do it. You should have gone back.
This is micromanaging.
I'm a games to play.
Yeah.
No, I won't play.
No, you won't play. Right, we're gonna move on. We're going to do questions. Now, every week we ask our guests a series of three questions and some would you rathers, and to get an in-depth psychoanalysis of them. James has not done this before. Bentley's not done this before. James has done it. It's very dark.
How's it looking for me?
Yeah, your stuff is terrible. But Bentley hasn't done this before. So I'm going to ask the first question. What movie trope annoys you the most? Do you want me to start, or have you got one?
I'll let you start while I think about it.
I've just watched Rocket Man, which I really enjoyed, the John biop. And I don't normally enjoy musical biops. But if you watch a musical biography of anyone, what happens in a movie? You see their rise to fame. Then you have the drug or alcohol bit in the middle. And they conquer the alcohol and drug game, and then they do a final concert at the end. Yeah. Every movie biog would do that.
Like the three-act sort of... sequence thing.
Yeah. A music, but sometimes with that, people go back to the drugs in the real life, but they never cover that. It's got to have this kind of moment, I think. And that does drug, but Rocketman
never stop the drugs.
Or never stop the drugs. Rocketman doesn't. Rocketman's really good. Really good, actually. It's a really fun way, but they still use the same structure. So that drives me mad.
I think there's a relevance there, actually, because I think getting rid of most tropes end up making things sadder, because immediately I thought, well, you're talking about that. The way they do drugs and alcohol and stuff in movies is always a bit weird. But then I thought if they actually represented that, it would be really, really sad. And then I thought if he did just go back to the drugs, and that would be really sad.
Yeah.
And then I thought to my head, like, why is it that in every movie it's always the important bits? You never get the little bits of character or whatever. And I thought then all you've got is this sad and boring movie about nothing. So maybe I like tropes. I don't know.
You like it. You like those kind of tropes.
Maybe. See, I complain about tropes, but then I think, like, if they didn't exist, I would probably like movies a little bit less. Like, I feel like it's hard to fill that with something better. I'd say probably drugs and alcohol. Like, a lot of it's like, I think it makes being drunk cooler. Movies do sometimes. Like, I think most of the time when I drink, I feel just a bit like, now I'm just a little bit less in control of my limbs. Like, and that's about it for me.
Okay, that's good. Good. What about you, James?
I think it's in comedy films. There's always that first 30 minutes where, especially in buddy cop films, where people hate each other, there's loads of humour, and then halfway through, you become friends, so it gets really boring. And then by the end, you're thinking, was this really a comedy film? Because the whole point of the film kind of goes, the longer you go into a comedy.
Right, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I see that quite a lot.
Yeah.
In films.
Well, it happens with romantic comedies. It's the same one again, isn't it? So if you had a romantic comedy, the two people meet, they hate each other for three quarters of the film, and then they fall in love at the end.
And then sometimes, right near the end, they get mad about something, and everything goes to pot. And then just right at the end, they make up again.
Yeah.
That's what you see in rom-com every time.
Yeah.
That'll fail, and that's irritating.
Yeah.
Can we make a combination of all our three? Can it be sad? Can it be long? Can it show shots that aren't important? Can it not represent drugs well? And can they just fall out and never get back together?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a perfect movie.
Yeah. Let's make it.
It's a Ken Loach movie. In Britain. That's what it is.
Yeah, Ken Loach.
There you go. Right, good. Question number two. Yeah. What's the weirdest internet rabbit hole you stumbled down?
Oh,
damn. So, it's a hard one, that, isn't it?
I think mine was a YouTube rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Remember when Cloverfield came out?
Oh, yes, yeah. Cloverfield, the film that...
With the massive Godzilla-type monster. I wanted to see all the Easter eggs, and it was a conspiracy theory about what happened in the film. So after watching that video, it then took me into other conspiracy theories about real life. And I just watched them for about 6 hours in a row. So I went from a made-up film about a monster to watching videos about, say, the abominable snowman or Bigfoot.
I like that. That's good.
And it was just crazy.
That's right.
I don't believe any of it, but it was crazy.
Yeah. Good. That's very good. What about you, Bentley? Got one?
Mine was a really dark turn. It took so basically, I remember watching maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, I was watching stuff on Final Fantasy VII Remake and Final Fantasy XV, just like consuming all the YouTube content I could. Mm. And then I stumbled on a thing called the Final Fantasy House. Have any of you heard of this?
No.
It is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. It was year old internet, and it was like this forum that happened. I'll give you this brief summary from Game Rant there. I just Googled it to make sure it was the right name. And this is what it says. For those unfamiliar, the Final Fantasy House is a name given to an apartment rented by two individuals referred to as Genova and Hojo in Pennsylvania. Genova, or Jen for short, believed and convinced others that they were actually video game characters reincarnated in the real world. Jen and Hojo would then lure people to their apartment, assign them a video game character that they supposedly lived as in a past life, and then proceed to abuse them in a number of ways. And it's the most fascinating, most crazy thing I've ever seen. Anybody having to listen to this, I would go and research it. It is crazy. Yeah. They believed they were characters from Final Fantasy VII. It was crazy.
Wow, we're all going to be on that straight away.
That's afraid to the next level, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
great. Oh, that's good. Two good ones there. Mine was a really basic one. I had a watch that I found in the drawer, and I thought, oh, I like this watch, and I need to repair it. So I looked online to see how I could repair a watch, and after a couple of clicks, suddenly I saw Nazi sex watches appear.
Ooh, and then that's not boring.
And I picked on it, and there was Nazi stuff, but with characters having sex on watches, and that was it. And then I had to quickly scrub my whole browser thing clean. It was one of those things that suddenly appeared. I went, what is going on? And all I wanted to do was find a new battery for my watch that I never found.
That's the story.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Last question. If you could redo one day in your life, what would it be and why? And that's James, first of all.
Come back to me.
Come back to Bentley. You got one?
You know, I'll give you one. This is probably not the one I would choose if I had time to decide, but it was a really awkward thing that happened to me when I was a kid. And I think maybe just a little bit messed with my confidence. So when I was maybe eight, I think, I hadn't really paid attention. It was a fancy dress thing at school. And so I took my mom and I was like, we went into this place to get fancy dress stuff, which is basically just dress up as whatever you want. And I really wanted Batman. I was like, okay, I really, really want Batman. So after 20 minutes of trying to convince her, they got me a Batman outfit. I was walking down the lane to school, and I was only maybe a 5-minute walk. And then I realized every single person I saw at my school walk by was in Christmas outfits.
Oh,
no. I hadn't realized. So I was walking down the road in a Batman costume with everyone else in Christmas things. Clearly they'd said Christmas dress up thing and I hadn't realized. And I started crying. I said to my uncle, like, please can you take me home? So I thought, like, and he's like, yeah, okay, well, you can just take the day off. And I thought I got away with it until I heard, like, a dude from down the thing, like, hi, James, like that, like screaming down the road. Like, clearly he knew it was me. I thought, like, you know, they wouldn't know me with the mask on or whatever. And
they knew it was you.
They knew it was me in the Batman costume.
Christmas Batman. Oh, no. That's good. James, what about you?
I think I'm good. I don't want to redo any day, really.
Damn.
Even the bad days, I think they've made me the way I am today.
We've played FIFA for a terrible night of FIFA. You must want to redo that night. We've played clubs and lost all night. We've just lost all night.
No one wins when we play with them. No, because even with FIFA, it can be awful. It reminds me that there's still work to do with you and our fellow players to make you better players. I've got a lot of work to do for the community.
That's a very interview answer you've given there. I like it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to do quick now. Would you rather questions to you both?
Do you
answer that question?
Yeah.
Oh, me? Yes.
I think it's your turn.
What I got? I tell you what. When I was very young, 20, I was in Venezuela doing some work, doing a show, and a group from Brazil went to me. Why don't you come and stay with us in Brazil for 6 months and you can work with our group? And I went, no, I've got to go home. I did have to go home. And that's one of the days I always regret.
Damn, that's heartbreaking.
I know. Okay, would you rather questions? Really quick answers. James, mm-hmm. either yours. Beard or unbearded?
Beard.
Beard, good. I like that.
Beard.
James, Seoul or Busan?
What's that?
Seoul or Busan?
Oh, sorry. Busan.
Busan.
Definitely Busan.
Good. Seaside or forest?
Forest.
Oh, right, Bentley, these are yours. Dancing or bowling?
Bowling.
Oh, nice.
Dance bowling.
Oh, dance bowling, good. Online or single player?
Single player.
Nice. Film or TV series?
TV series.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. That goes into my little folder.
Yes.
Right, let's go on to games. We've been playing this week. What have you been playing? James, first of all.
Well, do you remember I was playing Classic Snake Adventures
a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Great game.
Yeah.
I decided to play Snakey Bus this week, which is basically like Snake, the old game that used to play on the Nokias, but you're driving a bus instead around the 3D world, and you have to pick up passengers and drop them off. And every time you drop them off, more buses get added onto the Rocky Road bus. That is the game in a nutshell.
I totally misunderstood what you meant by that. For some reason, I thought you meant, like, it's a game where you drive a bus, and in your hand you're playing Snake, and you have to keep an eye on both of them. And I totally misunderstood what you meant.
That would be totally meta.
Yeah.
But no, you just drive the bus as if it's like a snake.
What's it like?
It's carnage. The physics are a little bit weird. It's rock hard.
Really?
It's fun for 5 minutes. Probably not fun enough for 10 quid, which is what you paid for it.
And have we reviewed it on the site? I think someone might have done, or someone reviewing it?
Certainly did. I think we gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay. All right.
It's an interesting take on the snake drama.
On the snake drama. Like a
oh dear. I love the weird story unfolding here, this meta story between you and Snake Games.
Yeah. Next week.
What have you got next week? Another snake game.
Snake pass.
Yeah. Wow. Good. Okay, so that's like kind of weird. If you ever get a chance, have a look, anyone listening, to a little YouTube clip of it. And it is a game that you want to pick up. It kind of invites you to have a go at it, doesn't it, when you see it? But when you have a go at it, maybe just 5 minutes later you want to put it down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it feels very pick up and play and put it down after 5 minutes.
Okay, good.
It's to understand.
Yeah.
Give it a go, I suppose.
Give it a go. Bentley, what have you been playing?
I'll start with Echo, I guess. I reviewed this over on it's not up yet on Switch Hub. Okay. It's this kind of fascinating, really lovely adventure game based around Ethiopian culture. And you can kind of tell it was built for VR. It uses the gyroscope a lot, and you have to like grab things and move things. And it's good, but you can tell like it's much better in VR. Like it feels like a little bit of an afterthought for the Switch. But it's lovely, and it's inspired me to look at Ethiopian culture, which I didn't know anything about. So that's nice.
And so, what are you doing? What's your quest?
Well, you're sort of a manifestation of this young boy's mother. You're sort of a guiding hand, and he, Echo is his name, is blind. So you have to guide him through sort of a spiritual journey, which takes place between this kind of mythical tale of what the mother tells, which is about like a great snake that comes down to sort of lay an egg. And then the snake itself was attacked by presumably humans.
Right.
So you must take the egg and bring it to its kind of spiritual spot. There's a lot of sort of ethereal kind of floaty kind of storytelling and stuff to it.
Yeah.
So nothing I say about it is actually for certain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But kind of, it's kind of, and the good thing, it's got a snake in it. So James will be playing it next week.
Yeah.
That's the game. So it has that kind of like world storytelling, this kind of like cultural storytelling that's handed down.
Yeah.
In that,
it's nice.
Oh, good. And so that's on Switch at the moment, only on Switch.
It is, yeah. I mean, it definitely has issues, but I think it's one of those games that, although I wouldn't like give it a huge score, I would definitely recommend playing it, if that makes sense, like in a weird kind of way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's good. I'd suggest it. It's on Switch and VR.
Great. Okay, that's one. I've got one of the games I've been playing. I think it's the reviews up. Yeah, it's the reviews up today. Called Horror of the Deep. And Horror of the Deep is a game that looks like, again, it's been made for VR originally, but it's ported over to console. I think when the developers made it, they made it for both. But I think in VR you would have a much more interesting experience. And basically you don't know what you're doing, you don't know who you are, you don't know what you're doing, but you're just diving, you're going deep into a dungeon. And you go through about 8 or 9 levels down further and further and down. The dungeons are like a kind of hellish version of like low lit pathways, and you know, you're moving through. And first of all, it's just like a kind of almost like a walking sim. You're just moving through, and then creatures are added, and the creatures are sort of doing their loops, and like minotaur creatures, these kind of weird, weird childlike race who are weeping that if you get near, you're going to die. And then you have to sort of like maybe operate some switches, get some keys to open doors, but you just keep going further and further down. And it's all right. There's some bits. Some of it visually, again, looks very generic. But then there's other bits when you're kind of open. You're open out in these huge kind of like architectural kind of like chasms. It just looks amazing. You imagine it in VR. It just looks, oh, wow. You know, and the creatures are kind of a bit generic as well. It's fine. It's really quick. I reckon you can do it in about 1 hour to 2 hours. It gives you 1,000 gamer score if you want achievements really quickly.
So, and it's cheap. I think it's cheap. I think it's definitely under a tenner. I think it's about £8.
I think it's, yeah, it's around there.
Yeah. So,
how scary is it now? Let's scale of 1 to 10.
Because you don't, I think you'll be scared. I think just be in the dark.
Come on, co-pilot it for me.
Yeah, I could do it for you. Yeah. That was, yeah, so that was, I think we reviewed it. I think that's out. Maybe I've done a let's play of it as well. I think it says.
I think you did,
have a quick look at that if you want to.
It looks good. It kind of reminds me. Well, it looks alright. It kind of reminds me of Amnesia. Does it have stealth and stuff?
That was a big influence of theirs. Yeah, and yeah, it does have. I mean, the most annoying thing is the checkpointing is terrible. So the last couple of levels are huge, and you will die a lot, and you have to start the whole level again when you die.
Yeah. See, unfortunately, I think stealth is really hard to get right in horror games.
Yeah.
Because you can't get too much information, otherwise it's easy and sort of doesn't really hold any ground anymore. And you can't really hide too much, otherwise it's too hard. Mm. And it's, I think Amnesia sort of got it right, but I'm always worried when I see kind of an indie game that's based around stealth.
Yeah, it's the last levels are really annoying. I mean, really annoying. It took me a lot of time to get this one level done. And I'm quite good at map read. I'm quite good at directions. So I kind of like, if you're not very good at directions, you'd be doomed, especially in the last level. Because it's like the Minotaur and the maze. It's like that. Yeah. There you go.
I would have preferred to see that on the Let's Play. The last.
I know.
Or whatever.
I know. You'd just be swearing and going, why are there no checkpoints? Yeah. What else we got? What else have you been playing? Anything else?
Hyper Parasite.
Oh, this sounds good. Is this got a snake in it?
No, I don't think there's a snake.
Oh.
There's everything else, but not a snake.
Right.
It's a twin stick shooter.
Ooh.
Top down. Basically, you're a parasite. So instead of like everyone hunting the parasite, you're the parasite trying to kill the entire human race.
Oh, I like that.
And you can snatch bodies to stay alive. Because if you get shot by a parasite, you die, basically. You haven't got much protection.
Right. But
you can snatch bodies of anyone, as long as you're near them, and then use their abilities to kill other people. So you could snatch a policeman's body and then start shooting people. Or a punk, and you can start hitting them with chains. There's quite a lot of different characters in there, actually.
It's a really good idea.
It is. And they use a lot of interesting abilities in the game as well.
So, James, is it top-down? Like a top-down? Yes. Okay, right. Yeah.
A top-down where you wander around and kill loads of things. That's as simple as I can make it.
Okay.
yeah, there's a lot of pop culture references as well.
What's that game that's out at the moment? A Miami game.
Hotline Miami.
Is it that kind of feel to it? Yeah, look of it. Yeah, okay, right.
Much better visuals.
Okay.
Yeah, and they both got the kind of cybery kind of purples, blues, reds, the bylighting stuff,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You like it?
I enjoy the references as well. As one character looks like a bit like John McClane.
Okay.
Dyad. You've got a wrestler that looks like Hulk Hogan.
Right.
You've got a paper girl, which is going to be like Paperboy back in the day.
Right.
A wolf. There's all sorts.
Okay.
And it's a good little game. Very hard, though.
Very hard. Are those games? I mean,
It looks kind of hard.
But it's a roguelite, so it's a little bit easier the next time you play it.
Okay.
Because you have access to more characters with better abilities.
Have you marked it yet? Have you reviewed it?
The review will be live in a few days.
Okay. We'll wait and see.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Good. Bentley, what have you got? Another one?
Now this isn't on Xbox, which is a horror. Well, to be fair, neither was my last one. I'm a really bad guest.
That's right.
But, it's Beat Saber.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's heard of this one.
I have, yeah.
Basically, I've been sort of each day I've been sorting out my kind of eating pattern, my sleeping pattern, and I'm trying to get in sort of an hour and a half of expert to hard mode Beat Saber, which is basically, it's sort of a rhythm game in VR where you swipe swords to kind of hit things. And it's got this real kind of cyberpunky kind of visuals to it. And it, imagine sort of a mix between Guitar Hero, EDM, and Fruit Ninja, and you sort of have a rough idea of what Beat Saber is. And it's really, really good. It just feels so nice. There's a real kind of weight to your hits and stuff. And like, to think I'm getting in like an hour and a half of exercise without even really thinking about it is nice. Like, to not really have to like push yourself to do it. Like, it's nice. I think it's definitely worth picking up. And it only cost me, I think, 25, 30.
All right.
Like it's not a full price game. And to be fair, I think it's almost worth full price, the amount I'm getting out of it. It's really good.
Can I ask some questions? It's a, because people are using it as a kind of fitness workout, aren't they? That's how they're, I've seen it quite a bit. People use it as a fitness routine.
I mean, it's a good idea too.
Yeah. And the second bit, how does it work with the thing on your head? Is it heavy on the head with the, with when you're sort of like jumping around?
Oh, see, I actually hadn't specified. See, I'm using PSVR rather than standard like Oculus or...
Right.
Or Valve Index. And see, the good thing about PSVR is, I mean, it's not as powerful, the screen isn't quite as good, but it feels really comfortable. Like, oh, that, okay. The PSVR's main pull for me is that I can jump with it on, I can move around with it, I can sort of run on the spot with it, and I barely notice any difference. Like, it feels really comfortable on the head.
Okay.
So, like, you know, I'll do, the only thing that happens is, see, I wear glasses, and the only thing that happens is sometimes after an hour or so, you know, the glasses might fog up. Because of just movement and stuff.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's perfect. Like, it's really, really good. I think from what I've played on VR, on PSVR, if I could recommend trying out a few things, I would go Ghost Giant. I would go that one shooter. Damn. Sorry.
Firewall?
And Beat Saber. No, it's not Firewall. It's kind of the other one that people liked. It's made by the dudes who made the PSVR Worlds thing. It's,
oh, I know it, what you mean, yeah.
It's really good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I would recommend it.
Good.
Blood and Truth. Sorry, that's
Blood and Truth. Yeah, I have played a little bit of Blood and Truth, yeah.
That's really good.
Good. Lovely. That's good. I like that. My last one is going to be Construction Simulator 3 that I've been playing through. My favourite. Yeah. No one else wants to do it. I always end up with these games.
You beg for it. Xbox
so I did Construction Simulator.
He was flattering Neil on the he was
two.
He's throwing compliments at him to get it.
I did the last one, which was set in a kind of desert town. This is in a German town, and the idea behind Construction Simulator 2, 3, it's got a weird. There's a narrative to it. You are this kind of you are a sort of retired games designer. Who's got a lot of money, but actually your real dream is to start up a construction company, which you do. And then you learn how to operate machinery, how to dig earth, lay pipes, build walls, drive soil to one end of the road to the other. So it's quite in depth at times, but it is like going to work. You could spend ages lining up your kind of truck. Like, in order to kind of lay some pipes, the accuracy sometimes you've got to do. It's, if you've played the farming sim games or anything, and you just know of your, how, what a shift you have to put in sometimes. And people love this, you know. And there's lots to do. There's loads of jobs to do. There's lots of things to pick up. There's vehicles galore to collect. And but it's... I think I've just done quite a lot of these type of games, and I'm quite tired of them.
Have we got any actual evidence that people do like these games?
I mean, they sell really.
There's
really
sales,
well.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, when I do a review of these, you know, the numbers are ridiculous. The people who read and watch, so it's like we know they're very popular, and it does feel like I do when I turn it on. Now I'm gonna go. Okay, got to do a bit of a shift. Got to do some work on Construction Sim for a few hours. And you can get set. The camera is really annoying me at the moment. but I'm starting to get there. But it's quite fiddly. I think the Construction Simulator 2, or maybe this was, it was on mobile phone. I think it was kind of made for mobile phone. And it does make sense of a kind of touch screen. Even though they've done a good port, there's quite a lot going on.
See, it sounds interesting, but my one critique is it doesn't seem real enough. Did you say that there was a game designer with a lot of money?
Yeah, absolutely, a lot of money. He's going to start. Just him wanting to start a construction firm is kind of strange. and you go around and just do jobs around this town, and that's it, really. And that's and you just gain more money and more experience and level up.
It's very and which is the game? Is it free?
I think it's 30-odd quid. I think it is. I've got a feeling. Right.
A bit much, I think.
Yeah. I mean, would you play it if it was free?
Oh, everyone should play it.
I thought I'd get a no there from him.
People are going to pay for it and they're going to like it. And when I review these, I always review them for people who like these type of things.
You're not the market, are you?
No,
I'm not the market. No way.
But there's something every time I play it. Yeah, and every time I start one, I go, "Oh, I wonder what's going to happen now." But I've done a little Let's Play, I think, again.
Presumably.
Yeah, Construction. There's a little Let's Play for the first tutorial, which is about... the tutorial is about 4 hours long, so I've done about 45 minutes to an hour on it.
And that'll be on the Xbox Hub YouTube channel?
Yes, it will be.
There it is.
Good. And you're on Mixer?
The Lost Island. Yeah, very good, James. I like this. You're flagging me here. Right, that's the games we've been playing. Now we're going to talk about some little news, and I'm going to bring up the first one. On the other side, the biggest sort of PlayStation news was they announced their controller.
This
week. New Xbox controller.
New PlayStation controller.
It's an Xbox controller.
Oh right, I see.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's an Xbox controller.
What do you call it? The DualSense. Is that what they called it?
I think so.
Yeah.
It looks good, to be fair. I like it.
I quite like the black one more, I think. I think the black one looks nicer.
I haven't seen that one.
It looks sleek.
I mean, it's weightier, isn't it? It looks weightier.
Yeah.
What kind of things has it got? It's got the normal stuff, the paddles, the sticks, but also it's got a kind of share button that's easy to use. Is that right?
I think there's an extra button that people don't know what it's for yet as well.
Okay.
Mm. So yeah, I've just given you something that we can't even talk about.
No.
Don't know what it is.
I think they've got rid of the share button. It's a create button now.
Oh.
So it's probably doing the same thing, but it'd be just easier to use the create button to share your content.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And there's a built-in microphone as well.
Yeah.
For chatting.
Is there? Headset.
Yeah.
That's good.
People think that Sony are going to be listening to people without them knowing. that's the worry, isn't it?
See, the thing is, though, having putting that aside, I mean, I've heard they've got a camera in them too. Imagine, no. even putting that aside, I don't fully understand why they've got a mic in them, because if you're listening to someone say through the TV, then surely you're getting feedback. And if you are plugging something in to hear it, then surely that has a mic on it. Exactly. I don't fully understand the function of it.
Maybe it's a quick use, like just to say, "Hang on, guys, just get him a headset or something," you know.
Or it could be for voice control. You know how? I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there was an Xbox 360 game back in the day that had was it Mass Effect 3, I think, that where you could say, throw a grenade and your teammate would throw a grenade if you had a Kinect?
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
And that was the most I ever used the Kinect.
I remember it in SOCOM on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
It was an army game, and you could shout orders through to your team. That was quite interesting.
Yeah.
You could bring that back.
Yeah, see, that could work. I am worried that... You'll end up getting, I don't know if you ever played online with somebody who has the Kinect, but the audio quality is always terrible, and then you can hear their TV back. Mm. And I'm worried, by that point, I just wouldn't play with someone anymore. if that was what I was getting. Mm. And I'm worried the full purpose there.
Yeah, it does sound horrendous in the background when you're on Kinect. You hear all the background noise, you can hear poor voices from the actual person playing it as well.
And sometimes, yeah, when you can hear yourself, the two yeah. worst people are the people who own Kinects and the people who play music down the mic. They're the two.
I wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
Is it K-pop by any chance?
I wouldn't like to say.
Okay, that's good. I like the I think the trackpad on the PlayStation is a really nice little feature. I really enjoyed that, you know. And I think it's the things I like about the PlayStation controller. I love it when the sound comes through the yeah. actual controller. Some bits that's really nice.
Yeah.
And the trackpad is a little bit bigger, isn't it? It looks like on this one.
It does, yeah. I think the entire pad is... See, I remember even earlier on, like, see, the thing is, I think there's some really lovely features in the PlayStation. My girlfriend's been playing through The Last of Us recently, and getting to hear, like, the audio and stuff through there is really cool.
Yeah.
But I have really big hands, and I play kind of the claw kind of thing, where I wrap my index finger over the kind of the top two buttons on the left and on the up and right thing. That was an old habit from playing Call of Duty Online, and unfortunately I pretty consistently touch the trackpad on the PlayStation. So whenever there's a pause with it, I'm just constantly pausing. So I'm glad to see that this kind of big controller, I can still play the claw and not keep touching the pad. So that's nice.
Good. Okay, well, hopefully we'll see what the machine will look like soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're keeping that one under wraps. I don't think they've made it yet.
Probably not like an Xbox. It's really going.
Okay, good. What else has caught our eye?
Oh, sorry, can I just butt in? I accidentally gave false information there. I just found out the black PS4 controller I saw was a fan edit. For anybody wondering, I've just spoiled that the fun of that. But the fan edit looks lovely. I think the black controller does look nice.
Right.
And can we make that, please?
I actually cracked a few edits. There's one where it's like a Mario controller. So it's like Mario's overalls. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's some really nice edits. There's these kind of like light pastel-y colours. Yeah, I think that's worth having a look through them.
You should make some.
Yeah,
you should do a competition that people put the best designs in, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's what's nice about the Xbox One controller. I like that there's a lot of customization with it. The ones online are lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Anything else we've seen, you two?
Only a little thing that I saw this week.
Yeah.
It was Saints Row the Third. It's getting remastered.
Right.
Because that's what we all need right now. that's coming on May 22nd.
I can't believe they're still remastering games.
Is
that one? Was that a 360 game or was that a?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
I remember playing it. I remember enjoying it, but I don't want to play it again. Really.
Neil's a big fan of the Saints Row stuff, isn't he? He likes those.
He is. I think once you played, was it Saints Row 4? I forgot what the full title is. But Saints Row 4.
Get Out of Hell?
That was crazy, wasn't it?
The standalone DLC.
Yeah, and it was all insane after Saints Row 3. So to go back to Saints Row 3, I think it might be a little bit of a come down at this point.
Yeah, see, I was just about to say, it might be a bit of a hot take, but I think I prefer Saints Row 4 to Saints Row 3, and everyone I've talked to seems to prefer 3. I like that Saints Row 4 very much had its own identity and was weird, whereas 2 sometimes felt a little bit too much like GTA.
Yeah.
Like, I liked they were doing their own thing with 4.
Yeah, I think I think people will buy it, but I don't see the draw of it just yet.
No.
I don't know why I went for it again.
No. Wasn't there another remastered rumor this week? I saw somewhere. What was it?
There's a couple of 2K things coming to Switch. If that's just what you're thinking.
No, it's like an old game that they're talking about a remastered version coming out soon. Oh well, I'll have to have a look for next week.
Is it missed?
No, it wasn't missed. Okay, more remasters. In the next generation, are we going to get remastered of Xbox One games straight away? Old Xbox One from 2014.
Rise remastered.
Oh, my word.
Oh, is it Modern Warfare 2 remastered you were thinking of? Campaign remastered.
It was something else.
I've been playing that.
No, I'll come back to me. Okay, News. Anything else, Bentley? Have you got anything?
Yeah. I saw a really weird headline that I swore I fully believed it was from like the Onion or like one of those. The kind of Midwest emo kind of indie rock band American Football are headlining a coronavirus relief festival in Minecraft, which is just incredible. Like, now I'm a huge fan of American Football, so it seems so weird to me. I mean, they're playing along with Dana Maniguchi, Bats, Hanno, like some other people, and it's called Never Meant, which is like their big single plus a pun from Minecraft. And it's very strange, but I like it. That seems like something that, like, if you told me 6 years ago that that's a thing that would happen, I would fully make fun of you. Like, I would not believe that. But yeah, they've got, yeah, it's really strange. I don't know why. I'm surprised they didn't get, you know, like, what's it called, C418 and some of the dudes who did the, guys who did the Minecraft music to play something there. Oh. But yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
How does it work?
But I think they have their own server, I think.
Oh.
And you go into the server and you listen. I don't know what, maybe they'll mute people's mics or something. I'm not too sure how that'll work.
Yeah, it's not the chaotic voice.
Yeah, just people like screaming and shouting obscenities and stuff.
Yeah, nice.
That'll be the future. Every future of concerts from now on.
Yeah, absolutely.
No more big gatherings. And Minecraft.
Yeah, if you have more than 500, I heard they shut the server down.
Wow.
Standard.
And the only other thing I saw this week, that Facebook have started to put some game competitions on their thing, so you can set up your own tournament. They're trying to encourage people who are staying at home, so I guess I could set up a FIFA tournament using Facebook and invite everyone.
Yeah, waste of time for you, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I would be out in the first round. I suck at FIFA.
But you can set up anything you want to. I think Facebook have given you the tools to be able to do that, to set up your own tournaments and invite people. You know, that's the good to.
I always say
next for sub one.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Last time we did that, I think I beat everyone. Rocket League.
That's why he said definitely.
I remember it well.
Glory.
Yeah, maybe we should do one. We'll do one.
Gauntlet. Come and face me.
Yeah, maybe we should do one. We'll have a word. See if we can do one maybe in the next month or something. Something. Right, we're going to go soon. Very soon, I'm afraid. But before we go, we have got a little giveaway, haven't we? Now, James, you can help me if I say anything wrong here. But we've got a code for a new game come out called Convoy, which is like a tactical roguelike game.
I mean, that is the name of the game.
Oh, is that what it's called? Convoy, a tactical roguelike. I've got written here, Convoy, a tactical roguelike, question mark. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That is the name of the game.
That's what it's called, Convoy, a tactical roguelike. We've got a code for it.
And what, multiple codes.
What is it?
There have been many winners.
What is it, James? What is the game?
Oh, don't ask me.
No, Mike. It's a kind of like you're driving along, top down.
I heard it's a tactical roguelike.
It's very roguelike.
The convoys.
Convoy. You're driving along. It looks good. But all you have to do, if you want to code for this, is to go onto Twitter and you just need to retweet the competition and follow Xbox Hub, and then you're in with a chance. If you leave a comment on our interview that we did for it, which was on the Xbox Hub site, you're in for a bonus chance, double chance.
And if you read the interview,
You
know what the game's about.
Exactly.
Win-win.
Yeah. And that ends on the 13th of April. So do that. If you listen to this now or listen to this tomorrow, please just enter and you could win a game.
And if you like FTL, I would definitely advise looking into it because they seem quite similar.
And so. Mad Max.
Okay.
Very Mad Max-y.
Right.
I put a link to the tweet in the podcast notes. So when we read those, they can go straight to it.
Brilliant. That's good, isn't it? Good. Now, before we go, what are we looking forward to in the next week? James, you've got nothing, haven't you, I believe?
Podcast,
of course you are. Next week's podcast.
Can't wait for it. It's going to be amazing.
Good. Bentley, what about you?
I mean, it seems really obvious, and it's out in literally, like, from our time to go behind the curtain, it's out in, like, 5 hours, but Final Fantasy VII Remake. I've talked about it, like, four times in this thing by accident already, and I'm so looking forward to it. I have it pre-ordered here, and I'm playing it at midnight, so that's my sleeping pattern gone again. Whoops.
And what's the reviews been like? Is it picking up some good reviews?
They've been strong. I think, I mean, looking at Metacritic, I believe it's at about an 89-ish.
Okay.
Which, I mean, obviously, if, no, 87 now. Obviously, like, you know, there's so much nostalgia behind it. It's not going to do as well as the original because, like, you know, you do the same, people aren't going to like it. You do different, they're not. But, I mean, 87 for me is strong enough to justify it.
The one review I read for it, which sold me the game on itself, it didn't say it just said it's a complete redo of the game. Mm-hmm. It's completely done something new with it. You know,
yeah,
and that excites me more than going. I don't want to play Final Fantasy VII, even though I played it in 97 or whatever it was. I don't want to play it again. I'd rather play a different interpretation of that.
Yeah, I think a reimagining. I think it's the same reason why I liked Resi 2 so much last year.
Exactly,
like it's very much the same base, kind of bare bones, but it's definitely its own beast. Like to compare the two, I think is doing it a disservice. I would imagine.
Yeah. Oh, let us know about that, because I'm quite interested in that. I think I might get that at some point. Good. I'm going to play a game. I'm gonna definitely play a game, because I'm going to be reviewing it now. It's called Abduction, which comes out tomorrow. Have I said that right? Abduction?
Yeah.
And it's made by the guys who did Myst, which we mentioned already today, back in the 90s, which I loved, which was this kind of exploration puzzle game. So I'm really looking forward. I like the way it looks. I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on that tomorrow. And that's out. Yeah, it's out tomorrow. So I will maybe report on that next week. But thank you to you both for being brilliant as always. So thank you. Now, James, where can we find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at OKDKO.
Good. And Bentley, where can we find you?
I wish I had such a good soundbiteable name like that. I'm on Twitter, J1MB0B1998. If you want to slow that down and look it up, then you can do. But I don't blame you if you don't want to bother even searching for that.
Okay, good.
I'd advise you to do nothing.
Do nothing. And I'm more at GB Briley, and you can get me on Twitter and other things, but also please subscribe to the Xbox Hub channel. If you like this, leave a comment, subscribe. You're on the Apple formats, leave a star system, really appreciate it, and leave a comment. Don't forget to get hold of the Twitter and see if you can win a copy of the game, and we will see you soon. Thank you, gentlemen, see you later on.
Thank you. All right.
Bye. You've been listening to the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. You can find all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at The Xbox Hub, and search The Xbox Hub on Facebook.